You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on back into our weekend kickoff coverage. Getting ready for college NFL action this weekend here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Can come see all the games, make a wager. Right now we're going to break down our Week 5 Saints matchup against the New York Giants to help us get the New York side of things. Patricia Traina covers the New York Giants, publisher for New York Giants on SI and host of the Locked On Giants podcast. Patricia, always appreciate your time when it's Saints-Giants times. Thanks for so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great, getting ready for this one. Initial impressions for you, Jackson Dart's first start in MetLife Stadium. Come away with a victory. I know the Big Blue Nation over there has to be excited about the rookie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Giants, of course, traded up for him, as you guys know. And Brian Daboll has taken a personal interest in developing Jackson Dart. And it was his handpicked quarterback. And so far, Jackson Dart has been everything I think they expected and then some. And amongst the most impressive things that Jackson Dart has shown, his decision-making. Now, if you look at his numbers from last week, they're not very, you know, they're average, they're pedestrian, but the decision-making, the ball security, the energy that he brings to the huddle, his command of the huddle, all things that kind of got that offense going in the right direction. And then you throw in that first drive, that opening drive where he just kind of took control, and you have a very happy head coach on your hands.
Yeah, because the seat is getting mighty hot for Brian, so I understand. I'll never forget Bill Parcells going to one of his seminars, and he would talk about nothing kind of puts the jumper cables on a franchise than a talented young quarterback, that it can erase a lot of ills that you have on that football team. When I look at the Giants, though, that defensive front, it's really good. My old friend Pete Jenkins is a sort of mentored Dexter Lawrence. So talk to us a little bit about Dexter. I think he's really one of the top defensive interior players in the game. And then you have Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter. So I get it. You better run the football at them to kind of slow all that down.
Yeah, absolutely. You better run the football. And incidentally, the Giants' run defense hasn't exactly been his strength. But we'll start with Dexter. You know, Dexter, for the first three games or so, came out of the gate a little slow. And I think that was because he was still working himself into football shape. If you remember, he had his season last year cut short due to an elbow injury. Didn't really play in the preseason. Came out of the gate slow. But this past week, incidentally, he was sick this past week. Still is right now, as far as I know. But he came out and he started to look like himself. So that was certainly a good thing to see. Brian Burns, what can you say about him? I mean, that was one of Joe Shane's best trades that he made. This is a guy who every year since he's come into the league in 2019, 7.5 sacks on the season. He already has 5, so there's no reason why he shouldn't, you know, if he stays healthy, there's no reason why he can't hit double digits. Kayvon Thibodeau is playing well as you mentioned. He's focused. He's locked in. He's finishing up. His pass rush is a little bit better than he was last year. And Abdul Carter, the first-round pick, the number 3 overall pick in the draft, this is a kid who very mature, very businesslike. They have him playing all over the place, a little bit of off-ball linebacker, a little bit on the edge, some a little bit with his hand down on, in the dirt. And he's done well no matter what they have asked of him, and it just hasn't been overwhelming for him. So put it all together, you've got yourself a really solid pass rush that right now is living up to the expectations I think a lot of people had in the offseason.
One of the guys you picked in the draft who I really like coming out of Arizona State, and I saw him actually when he was at Sacramento State, Cam Scataboo, and he looks like he's the number one guy now, and he's a throwback to another era, the way he runs the football. He's a north-south guy. He's not going to give you a lot of wiggle. Tough guy. Also can catch the football coming out of the backfield well. Man, when you get to pick him in the middle of the draft, that's a big hit for the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I was trying to think who Scataboo reminded me of. And, you know, if you're as old as I am, you're probably going to think John Riggins, who was a little bit, you know, had that little bit of personality. If you're a Giant fan, I'm thinking Brandon Jacobs in terms of how Scataboo runs. But, yeah, he's definitely brought some personality to that running game. I mean, they really haven't had that since Saquon Barkley left. And Scataboo, you mentioned, you know, his hands, which is certainly the first thing that kind of jumped out at me during the training camp and preseason practices and all that stuff. But this is a kid who I call a human bowling ball. I mean, he just knocks people over. He's averaging 3.02 yards after contact. I think he's forced something like 22 missed tackles so far. And he's got some speed. He's got like 5 big plays run. Big play runs of 10-plus yards, 2 breakaway runs. So really a great value pick for the Giants where Scataboo was selected.
Patricia, this is really dating me now, but who he reminds me of is really old school because I was a kid when I watched him play. But Tom Matte with the old Baltimore Colts, and Tom was a former quarterback, and they put him at the halfback position. Everything was north-south with Matty, and he was a good receiver coming out of the backfield. Crazy thing is, Brandon Jacobs played high school about a half an hour from my home on the bayou.
Right.
Man, Brandon was a man out on that football field. You thought he was a huge, huge guy. Watching Jackson Dart in week one, you could tell one of the things in building that offense and what they wanted to do around him, he ran a lot of plays just like at Ole Miss. When he would run the ball, it was right up the middle. And I went back and looked at my notes and scouting him, about 90% of his runs at Ole Miss, they were straight. It was in between the tackles. I mean, he ran it right up the middle. It wasn't a lot to the edges. And then you watch the 10 rushes this week against the Chargers, and he did almost the exact same thing. A lot of it was right up the chute.
Yeah, that's exactly what Brian Daboll and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka were looking to do. You know, what better way to break in a young quarterback than to give him stuff that he's familiar with, stuff that he did well at the college level. So that was exactly their game plan. Nothing, you know, too fancy or anything like that. They're going to build on, obviously, what they started. But you're right. Everything they asked him to do, he did well. And it was all from the Ole Miss playbook.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some Malik neighbors go back a long ways with Malik. I remember when he was a sophomore, he came to one of my camps that I work at every year. And he clearly was the best receiver there. And his quarterback was pretty good, too. Trey Harris, who ended up being a second-round pick. He turned wide receiver after he played quarterback. But the loss of Malik, because he was a guy that you sort of put it up in the air. Hey, I got it. I don't care who's covering me. I'm going to go up and get it. One thing with him, he had a lot of confidence in his play. To lose that caliber of player hurts. But the one thing with it, I look back at Jackson, that's not who he had a lot of rapport with, because he wasn't really, he was more with Russell Wilson, because, you know, that's the quarterback that had been playing. The loss of Malik, though, has to be major for the Giants on offense.
Absolutely. Malik Nabers was used all over the field, the open field, high red, mid red, low red, you name it, that's where Malik was. And you look at some of the other receivers so far this season and where they've been used, and not to the extent that Malik has been used all over the field. So that is a huge, huge loss, because now, you know, Malik was a guy who was drawing double coverage a lot of times. He had a guy over the top, guy underneath, and that opened up opportunities for the other guys that were on the field. So now the Giants are like, okay, who do we have that's going to draw that kind of coverage? I don't know that they have somebody. You just don't replace a Malik Nabers. I know they say, you know, next man up and all that stuff, but I never believed in that, because there is, you know, everybody's unique in their own way, and Malik Nabers is an elite receiver in this league, and that's a huge, huge loss for them.
How much talk has there been about all these injuries that have had, knee-wise, Achilles-wise, in MetLife? And I think since 2014, the Giants have had six players picked at wide receiver or tight end in the first or second round, and five of them went down to injuries in MetLife. Has that been a big talk there in New York?
It has. There are people who think that turf is just terrible. But then again, the Jets play on that same turf. Okay, they share the MetLife Stadium with the Giants, and they don't have the problems. I mean, they had Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but I think Aaron Rodgers came into that game, that first game a couple of years ago, with a pre-existing injury. So how is it that the Giants have all these problems, but yet the Jets don't, and they play on the same exact field?
That's interesting part on that, Theo. You say sometimes it's bad luck, but I mean, I understand bad luck a couple times, but that many times, that's a lot. That's a lot of injuries to your skilled players there. Defensively, the secondary, and I think that's something that, you know, a lot of times when you ranked where the Giants are ranked, which is pretty close to the bottom in run defense, that means your secondary has played better than most people expected. Is that what you've seen so far from the Giants?
Yeah, I think they are finally settling down a little bit. They still have that rotation at CB2 with Cordell Flott, Deontay Banks, and, you know, that they've set it up so that Deontay Banks is really the third down cornerback that comes onto the field. I wish they would kind of pick one and kind of roll with it, but I kind of understand why they're doing that. But, you know, that secondary, you know, I talked about this on my podcast, how finally the secondary and the defensive front, the pass rush, are now more married than they were. You know, the first couple of weeks of the season, they were disjointed. It would be like, you know, the guys in the back end were forced to cover, you know, their receivers for like multiple seconds. And after a while, you just couldn't do it much longer. So now that they've kind of sped everything up and they're on the same page, you see the results of, you know, them being operating as one unit, so to speak. You know, the pass rush is getting home now, forcing the ball out of the quarterback's hands a lot faster, and the back end doesn't have to cover as long as they did maybe initially.
So, Patricia, I guess that means former St. Paulson Adebo is looking good coming back from that broken femur, which was just a rough injury for him.
Yeah, that was a rough injury for him. But you know what? He's healthy. He's moving well. You wouldn't know. I mean, if you didn't know that he was injured last year to watch him, you wouldn't know that anything was wrong with him in the past. So I think he's still kind of, you know, getting a feel for this defense and all that it does. But he's been a really good addition. And, you know, the important thing with Paulson, and I think one of the things that also appeal to the Giants, is he's a young veteran coming into a relatively young cornerback room, defensive secondary room. And I think they like that. And Paulson Adebo has in particular taken guys like Cordell Flott and Deontay Banks under his wing and tried to help them with understanding, you know, how to watch film, how to be a pro, how to take care of your body and all that good stuff.
Definitely appreciate the time, Patricia. Are we going to see you in the Dome on Sunday?
Yeah.
Looking forward to the visit. Have fun down here and obviously enjoy your stay and enjoy the food.
Thank you.
Patricia Traynor, publisher of New York Giants on SI and the host of Locked On Giants podcast, coming down. And be interesting to see the Superdome on Sunday, Mike, because the G-Men...
Better not get off to a bad start is all I'm telling you.
Well, what I'm saying, too, is the G-Men, they don't have the greatest record right now, but I know those fans are very willing to travel, and we'll see if they show up. And there's going to be out-of-state fans, Ole Miss fans showing up to support Jackson Dart as well.
I was going
to
tell you, I don't know about Giants fans, yeah, but Ole Miss fans who are, man, they were really screaming about the Saints should get Jackson Dart. And like I said, I think the Saints made effort to try to get back up into round one. We kind of saw everything sort of playing out in front of our eyes as we were told, hey, antenna up. They may be making that trade. Just so happens the Giants beat them to it. And man, Jackson Dart, he's got some talent. But you know what? Like every rookie quarterback, mostly. Now, Jaden Daniels, he must have got immune from that. We didn't see that crazy up and down, up and down, up and down. You wonder a little bit. You wonder how he's going to be able to handle.
There's a ton of unknown, right?
With him. And, again, there's a little bit of a book on him. And if you have watched Ole Miss and go back and watch that film, he ran the same damn plays that he did last week against the Chargers. He sort of ran the exact same thing this past weekend with the Giants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.